This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, July 29th. God's word for you today is slow down. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians 6, verse 9, and it says, "So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up." When should I move slowly? When I do not have all the facts, and when I am hurt, angry, or depressed. HAD. The third time I should move slowly is when I am making a major decision. Proverbs 21 verse 29 says, "Wicked people bluff their way through life, but God's people think before they take a step." Do you think before you take a step, or do you take a step, then think afterwards? Be slow. Put your mind in gear before you put your life in gear. Proverbs 4 verse 26 says, "Ponder the path of your feet, then all your ways will be sure." Proverbs 22 verse 3 says, "Sensible people will see trouble coming and avoid it, but an unthinking person will walk right into it and regret it later." If this has been the story of your life thus far, today, God is going to deliver you in the name of Jesus. This will not be your story going forward in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When should I move slowly? I should move slowly when waiting for a seed I have planted to grow. This is very important. Ecclesiastes 3, 1-2 and 5 says, "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to scatter and a time to gather." In every area of your life, there is a time to plant and there is a time to harvest. It is so crucial that we understand that we need to move slowly after we have planted. We need to wait for the harvest because everything in life started off as a seed or starts off as a seed. Everything. You started off as a seed and look at you, all big and strong. No one gives birth to a child today and insists the child must be an engineer and be able to write software the next day. Nobody does that. Every good you do is a seed. Every bad or evil you do is also a seed. People do good, but sadly, they are not patient. Between seed and harvest is waiting time, a time to go slow, a time to ponder on what we have sown. Ecclesiastes 11 verse 6 says, "Keep on sowing your seed, for you never know which will grow. Perhaps it all will." You cannot say you are going to stop doing good because you did good deeds yesterday. You planted a seed yesterday, and since then, you have not seen the harvest. Neither should you say that since you helped someone yesterday and no one is helping you today, you are going to stop. You were friendly yesterday. Note that these are seeds. And since no one is smiling with you today, you say you are going to stop being friendly. You cannot say or do that. Keep on sowing your seed, for you never know which one will grow. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to move slowly when making a major decision and the grace to wait after I have planted good seed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.